something new in modern music.
Brandon, banjo and vocals for the band Time and Place. Off the top, I just want to congratulate my man Greg on 10 wonderful years with the show. Radio is how we met back in college, and it absolutely fills my heart that you're still doing what you do best, a decade on. Here's to another 10 years, brother.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica. We'll be right back.
Well, it's that time of the week now, isn't it? It's great songs about nothing good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was Elvis Costello with Veronica from the album Spike, and that was co-written with and features Paul McCartney on bass. But more about Elvis Costello's collaborative tendencies in a little bit, because this is a special show, don't you know? Yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of this this particular show. 10 years on WMFO, hooray for all of us. And thank you to WMFO for not knowing better than to kick me out. And this show has had several predecessor iterations, one at LaSalle College, now LaSalle University, and one at UMass Amherst, still called UMass Amherst. And before we heard Veronica, we had a little blurb, some well wishes from Brandon Rainville. And Brandon Rainville is just one of the panel of experts you're going to hear on this very special episode, because it's all about Elvis Costello. And I've reached out, I've perused the proverbial Rolodex and gotten some friends to pick their favorite Elvis Costello songs and tell us why they mean so darn much to them. And before we do that, I'm just going to take you down memory lane a little bit on November 11th, 2013 was the first episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good. And here's what was on the playlist that day. Van Morrison, Jackie Wilson Said I'm in Heaven When You Smile from the St. Dominic's Preview album. Cheated Hearts by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. History Song by The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. Laziza by Abdel Al-Sulaimani. Elephants, My Expatriate Friends, and that was from a as of yet unreleased album. Blue Stingrays with a cover of Goldfinger. Fleetwood Mac, Shake Your Moneymaker. That's from the first Fleetwood Mac album, Peter Green Era. I wasn't quite sold on Buckingham Nicks yet, but how wrong I was. Ray Charles, Nighttime is the Right Time. Los Fabulos Cadillacs, El Matador. The Pogues, Sitting on Top of the World from the Waiting for Herb album. Yellow Brick Road, Captain Beefheart from the first album, Safe as Milk. The Replacements, Tommy Gets His Tonsils Out. Magic Man, Paris. The Jam, Town Called Malice, and Elvis Presley, Blue Moon, and the closing song was, as always, with some exceptions, Where Everyone Knows Your Name, the cover of the Cheers theme by Wedding Present. And so we're going to have some of our friends talk about why these particular Elvis Costello songs mean so much to them. And so let's check back in with Mr. Rainville for his first pick. Mr. Rainville, if you please.
My first pick is Watching the Detectives off their debut album, My Aim is True. I gotta tell you, this band has no business doing this genre as deftly as they do it in this song. What has always stuck out to me on this album and on this song in general is the rhythm section, in particular the drums. The drums to me is everything on Detectives. The composition is great. Elvis wrote way too many lyrics outside the form, which I love, delivers them brilliantly. Then you have the organ breaking open the chorus and then ringing out after the chorus with the confidence of a psychopath. It only took my little fingers to blow you away. And it's all groove. It all works. What a masterpiece. What a way to introduce your sound to the world. One of my favorite songs by Elvis Costello, and maybe one of my favorite songs ever.
Still
never is here to stay. Love is here for a visit. Call it instant justice. When it's past the legal limit, someone's scratching at the window. I wonder who is a better detective from the deck of you belong to the parents who are ready to hear the rest about their daughter's disappearance. So it nearly took a miracle to get you to stay. It only took my little fingers to blow you away. Watching the detectives don't get cute. Just like watching the detectives.
Elvis Costello right there with Watching the Detectives from 1977's My Aim is True, introduced by Mr. Brandon Rainville of Time and Place. And fun fact, when I solicited songs to be reviewed, well over half of them were from My Aim is True. So this whole first bit of the roundtable is everyone talking about what their favorite song is on My Aim is True, or one of two, as the case may be. And Time and Place has a show coming up. We'll talk about that in the scene report. Up next, we have our next guest. He is a writer. He's a musician. He is a journalist. He's a pretty good cribbage player, too. And he's also been a guest on this show several times. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and yours, Mr. Matt Baskin, with his first pick.
As an early teenager, I was a wannabe punk, not that there's any other kind, who was smitten with bands like Minor Threat that could pack so much into songs that barely lasted more than a minute. Then I was introduced to Elvis Costello and realized on the very first song from his very first album that he could do the exact same thing with just as much swagger, just as much speed, but also with musicality and sly humor and sexual illusion. All that's there in Welcome to the Working Week.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you.
Rhythmically admired is one of the finer euphemisms for onanism I've ever heard. And to underlay that opening with those gorgeous doo-wop harmonies, I can't help but hear it as the very first exhibit in a huge body of evidence that the man knew how to crib and collage from other genres to build a sound that was entirely his own. In this song, Elvis Costello took punk rock, which, as an art form, can be blunt, and he made it artful, all in 81 seconds.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. All of your family has to kill to survive, and this is waiting for their big day to arrive. But if they do, I feel they better be alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know.
Elvis Costello, again, welcome to the Working Week. It's our special Costello show, and that was introduced by Mr. Matthew David Baskin of a competing radio frequency, but we won't hold it against him. Our next testimonial, our next expert, comes from a old radio comrade of mine from back in the college days. We go way back, And it's my pleasure to announce the triumphant return to the college radio airwaves. Everybody, give it up for DJ Von Layaway.
Elvis's 1977 debut album, My Aim Is True, was an absolute staple growing up in my household. And I remember at first being really stubborn at the idea that there could possibly be any other musician named Elvis. But that feeling evaporated as soon as I heard him riff, because Costello just automatically was such a different sound. And now there was not one Elvis, but two iconic Elvises in my life. And so the entire album, My Aim Is True, it's perfect from top to tail. And one of my favorite tracks has got to be Blame It On Cain.
Blame it on Cain. Don't blame it on me. Oh, 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 it's nobody's fault. But when you need somebody to burn.
And growing up conservatively Jewish, I really loved and appreciated this biblical wordplay, especially because it's a song about owing money, and it reminds me actually of the Beatles song Taxman. It's just this ripping song that's actually lamenting financial insecurity and critiquing oppressive societal exploitation. And that's rock and roll.
So you're not satisfied. Blame it on Cain. Don't blame it on me. Once upon a time I had a little money. Government burglars took it long. Before I could mail it to you, still you are the only one. Now I can't let it slip away. The man with the ticker tape tried to take it. This is what I'm gonna say. Blame it on Cain. Don't blame it on me. Oh, 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 it's nobody's fault. But when you need somebody to burn. Well, if I was a saint with a silver cup and the money got
Blame It On Cain, introduced by DJ Von Layaway, my old WMUA college radio running dog buddy. And fun fact, I had the distinct pleasure of seeing Mr. Costello in concert with DJ Von Layaway at the Orpheum on 420 in 2010. And it was a fantastic show. The Brownie was fantastic as well. And DJ Von Layaway filled in ably because our next guest could not make it to the show. But you know what? It was a great audible that was called. And this is as good as a time as any to introduce the final member of our expert Costello panel. It's one of my oldest friends, and he's been on the show a few times. And you know what? Here's a good Reverend Charlie making his first pick for his go-to Costello tune. Reverend Charlie, if you'd please.
The first time I heard Less Than Zero, it was as part of a broader first exposure to Elvis Costello. I was in high school, visiting my grandparents on my own for a weekend, and I'd asked my father to make a recommendation for an album I'd never heard before. He casually recommended My Aim Is True, which I'd snagged on CD at Barnes & Noble a day or two before the weekend excursion. That Saturday night, my grandparents went to bed around 9 p.m., as grandparents do, and I found myself with time to pop the CD player open and give Elvis Costello a whirl. The album exploded into my headphones, and Costello motored his way into my consciousness.
Turn up the TV, the wine of them will suspect even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't.
While the album was loaded top to bottom with banger after banger, the song which fascinated me the most was Less Than Zero. Blending themes of British fascism with its references to notorious nationalist and anti-Semite Oswald Mosley, with nods to teenage attempts at intimacy in a home environment, this was loud, churning rock and roll, demanding more of me as a listener than I'd expected. As Mr. Costello cautioned, no one listening will suspect, and I sure didn't.
Swastika tattoo, there is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo carver. Beef for vandal on the guilty boy's head. When he's had enough of that, maybe you'll take him to bed too. Wish him he's alive, or he wishes he was dead. Turn up the TV, no one less than will suspect, even your mother won't detect. So your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, 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 hit. Oswald and his sister are doing it again. They got the finest home movies that you have ever seen. They got a thousand variations, every service with a smile. They're gonna take a little break and they'll be back after a while. Well, I hear the South America is coming in a style. Turn up the TV, the one less than will suspect, even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, 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 hit. A pistol while still smoking, a man lay on the floor. Mr. Oswald said he had an understanding with the law. He said he heard about a couple living in the USA. He said they traded in their baby for a Chevrolet. Let's talk about the future now, we put that past away. Turn up the TV, no one listening will suspect, even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than.
All right, that was four from Elvis Costello's debut album, My Aim is True. We started off with Watching the Detectives, introduced by Brandon Rainville of Time and Place. Welcome to the Working Week, as introduced by Matthew Baskin. Blame It on Kane is introduced by DJ Von Layaway, and Less Than Zero is introduced by Reverend Charlie. And we are going to go into a legally mandated PSA, and our background music is Wildcats of Kilkenny by the Pogues from their second album, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, produced by Elvis Costello. It was a famously turbulent session with the album selling well, but Elvis Costello not getting along with Shane McGowan and never working with them again, although he did marry their bassist who left the band. So points for Elvis, I guess. Anyway, let's keep it nice and quick here because we have a lot of scene report to do. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. All right. Whoop. Hit the mic there. So, let's take a look at what's going on in the scene report. Your go-to list, your guide for all the cultural offerings in this little part of town. On the 17th of November at the Jungle, you can see Pretty Late, Frog Salon, Never Gonna Make It, and Late Night Idol. $10 at the door, 21 plus show, 8 p.m. is the hour. On December 2nd at the Democracy Center, there'll be a benefit for the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. And the bands will include a lot of great acts who came all from all over New England for this very special event. There'll be Xanders from Connecticut, Prior Panic, they're from Providence, The Croaks, and Miles Chandler of Clifford the Band. Doors are at 7, music's at 8. It's an all-ages show, no drugs or alcohol allowed, masks are required. It's $10 to $15 recommended at the door. It's pay what you can. No one will be turned away because they have a lack of funds. But cash only, please and thank you. On December 9th at the Askew Bar and at the Askew Bar and Lounge, I'm sorry, in Providence, Rhode Island, you could see Time and Place featuring Brandon Rainville on vocals and banjo. And they'll be playing along with Crimmy the Dirtbag, artist Jackie and the Wizard, and the High Water Haulers. On the 23rd at the Silhouette Lounge, you could see Little Low, Massive Nightmares, MK Naomi, and that's a 21 plus show. 8 p.m. is the hour, $10 the cost. And on the 29th at the Rockwell, you could see Bella's Bartok, WMUA in Amherst, college rock heroes from way back when. They'll be playing at the Rockwell, backed by your friends in hell. 7 p.m. Our doors, 8 p.m. is a show, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. It's a 21 plus show. And if you have a show that you would like to have me give a little shout out on for whatever it's worth, you can reach out to me either at greatsongsbutnothinggood@gmail.com or at greatsongsbutnothinggood on yon Instagram. And let's see. I talked a little bit at the top of the hour about how much Elvis Costello enjoys collaborating and paying tribute to his idols. He, you know, collaborated with Paul McCartney on Veronica and a couple of songs for Paul McCartney's 1989 comeback album, Flowers in the Dirt. And I'm going to be playing a few more collaborative songs. There's some numbers with Jimmy Cliff, something from his album with Burt Bacharach. But I'm going to start off with a cover that he does of The Animals from his King of America album. I believe it was, 1986. And 1986 was also a year there was a terrible recession in Ireland. It was part of, and it spawned a wave of migration here to the United States. Amidst the recession, a few days before I was born, May 17th, 1986, there was a live benefit in Dublin with a lot of Irish bands and some English acts they dubbed Honorary Irish for the Day. Elvis Costello is from Liverpool, so you know there is some Irish ancestry there. And he played this song, and he dedicated it to all of the journalists who would probably be undercounting the numbers of attendees the next day. So if you've been in a position very recently where you've been taking part in something that's very important to you, and some people are saying, oh, it wasn't that big, wasn't that important, then this will go out to them, just as Elvis Costello dedicated the song to all those self-important little people. Take a listen.
You know that no one alive can always be an angel. lot of times it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then I know you're bound to see my other side.
Until I maybe get off work and see my- sunshine and lovers pass by, smiling and joking, but they don't know the fool I was. Why should they care what was lost, what was broken?
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach. That was Toledo from the Painted from Memory album. And before that, we had Walk Us Uptown by Elvis Costello and the Roots from the album Wise Up Ghost. And then we had 7 Day Weekend, Elvis Costello and the Attractions featuring Jimmy Cliff off of the B-side compilation Out of Our Idiot. And we started with Elvis Costello. Who else? Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, a song made famous by the Animals and also covered by Nina Simone, I believe. Someone check me on that. All right, we have 15 minutes left, so we're going to go into lightning round mode. We're going to reconvene our panel, and we're going to have them give another batch of Costello's songs that they fancy very much. First up, Brandon Rainville of Time and Place. Go.
My second pick is Waiting for the End of the World, also off My Aim Is True.
Television crawling to the train. I wonder who is gonna stick it in this time.
This, my friends, is strutting music, with a chorus tagline that is prescient all these years later. What I love about this song is the incredible intention of the band. They know exactly who and what they are, and they have the confidence to show it off. They will not be denied. I hate to only talk about rhythm sections, but good God, does the bass and drums hold it down on this one. The engineering on the drums makes you feel right next to the kit at the show. And the bass is right there in your heart. Elvis again delivers the lyrics in a way that is unique only to him. No one else could ever get away with his style and substance. And that's why I love him, his band, and this song. It's just so genuine. So I hope you enjoy the tune and strut like nobody's watching.
Find out his name, and then they shut down the power all alone.
station about 20 minutes later. The legendary hitchhiker says that he knows where it's at. Now he'd like to go to Spain or somewhere like that. With a two-tone Bible and his funny cigarettes, his suntan lotion and his castanets and wise.
And that was Waiting for the End of the World from the debut album My Aim is True, 1977, introduced by Mr. Brandon Rainville of Time and Place. And I think, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but the core band for My Aim is True, that is not the Attractions. In fact, the band Clover would want to be forming the nucleus for Huey Lewis and the News. So is that a step up? Is that a step down? Is it an argument for or an argument against the supposed creative benefits of snorting cocaine? I'm not here to make those judgments. That's for someone with a higher pay grade than mine. Up next, Reverend Charlie, go.
Elvis Costello's catalog is prolific, and so it is a little strange to find myself drawn to a ballad tailor-made for the opening credits of some throwaway 2003 rom-com. But I'd be lying to myself and you, the faithful WMFO listener, if I didn't admit that of all of his love songs, the one I return to the most is Every Day I Write the Book off his 1983 album Punch the Clock. As with any of his songs, the lyrics are complex, playful, and layered, subverting the smooth, lovey-dovey sound and rhythmic chorus. Hard-pressed to think of a lovelier earworm, and have lost count of the days where I found myself sitting in my car or out on an aimless stroll, hitting repeat over and over as the melody and lyrics wash over me, lowering my blood pressure and easing me into the groove of a love inevitable and repeating.
When you find
And that is Every Day I Write the Book, as suggested by Reverend Charlie. Reverend Charlie, thank you. Next up, DJ Von Layaway, your final pick. Let us have it.
Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes by Elvis Costello is one of the greatest love songs of all time, really, because it's about heartbreak, right? And it's just like the ultimate rejection. What is he saying? I said, I'm so happy I could die. She said, drop dead, then left with another guy. I mean, if you haven't been there, have you ever loved at all? I mean, it's just such a great jam, and this is why I love Elvis so much, is like, it's just this like rip-roaring, great pop, you know, sound, but the lyrics are just, it breaks your heart. It really does, but it's like not in a saccharine way at all. It punches, even when you're feeling down, but it's punching up.
The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes, the final pick of DJ Von Lewe on this special Costello episode of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Going to try and squeeze in one more. I'm going to give a final... well, first off, thank you so much to everyone who's listened over the past 10 years. Thank you to my parents. Thank you to... Valerie Arsenault. Thank you to Jess. Thank you to everyone who's ever taken the time out to sit in, listen in, or call in. And for this show, thank you so much to Brandon, Charlie, Emily, and to Matt Baskin, who will get the final word and the final pick. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.
I love Radio Radio first and foremost as a pop song. That anthemic, indelible intro with the blazing organ.
This song is called Radio Radio.